Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have
blindness.
The power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at VetDirect.com.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live and to move through the world safely and confidently. That's why we offer a variety of programs at no cost to our clients. We match people who are blind or visually impaired in the U.S. and Canada with exceptional guide dogs. Guide Dogs for the Blind also provides a free orientation and mobility immersion program for people interested in learning the skills relevant to guide dog mobility. And our Canine Buddy program matches select dogs who are not suited to be guide dogs to be pets for people who are blind or visually impaired, including children and their families and adults of all ages. All of this is made possible by our generous donors and the help of thousands of incredible volunteers. To learn more about our life-changing mission, please visit GuideDogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ain't no stopping us now. It's right. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond anniversary show. That's right, the anniversary show. That's right. 9 years, going on to 9 years on the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. Our slogan? Well, I don't know. We'll see. May we all be here.
Let's hope.
Listen, folks. You know our slogan. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680, 407-1680. We just got a call. We just got a call from Kyle Johnson, and he is in an emergency, family emergency, so he can't come on. Oh, Kyle Johnson is the CEO and president of Lighthouse Central Florida, which was our first sponsor we ever had. on Blind and Beyond, and the longest we ever had. To this day, they're still sponsoring our radio show and renewed till next year. So we're sorry that Kyle could not be with us, but we thank him so much.
Yep.
And prayers for his emergency.
Yes. Thank you so much, yes. Kyle, and the Lighthouse Central Florida. Sheila, you're up with your trivia.
Okay. I have an interesting trivia. The Lady A does a national calendar, and every day is a special day. So every day has a recognition. Today's recognition had three responses. So what is the recognition for the national day recognition?
Say what?
But I'm going to tell you that when I ask this question, everybody's going to go to their Lady A and they're going to say,
Michael, why don't you do that, Michael, and listen some every day?
So, yes. So today has three. Today is. So just one will win you. So you can enable.
But I don't even know who Lady A is.
Well, don't say it. Don't say it.
No.
We told you last week, Michael.
It is your Echo device. So you ask it to enable national calendar. And then you say, what is today?
You can't say anything.
We know who Lady A is, but the question already, they know Lady A.
Michael, I promise you, 99% of the people that are listening know who Lady A is.
Exactly.
It's an A-enabled device.
I would like to hear from someone right now who doesn't know what Lady A stands for.
Yeah.
407-894-6. If you're out there, listen, Sheila, let me talk.
Let me ask this one question.
Gary, yes, sir. Quiet. Let me just say this one. Here's a question. Mm-hmm. For anybody could call in right now, I'd appreciate it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Can you call in? If you never knew who Lady A is, call in and just say one thing. You don't ever heard of Lady A. That's all.
And if you don't have a smart device, I am sorry. Because let me tell you, they can be so entertaining.
Well, a lot of people don't have Lady A that I know.
Yeah, I guarantee you the majority of people in the world right now. And I'm looking for people outside of Florida. So if you're outside of Florida and you have an Echo device and you know what the three things are, one of them is wonderful. You will win a $10 gift card to Subway. So 407-894-1680.
Well, Mike, hey, Mike, I'm going to say this. Most men have a Lady A in their lives.
Crap.
And mine is truly awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, Chris. I am single. I'm here by myself most of the time. And she keeps me company because we do some talking back and forth. I get some on the television. I don't know what it is. I ask her, and she tells me exactly what you're talking about.
See? Now everybody know, Mike.
There you go.
And Michael has a Lady A, but he just doesn't realize it.
I realize it.
He knows.
Michael.
I've got to defend
Michael, though, because for the longest time, we didn't have one, and I'll be the first to admit, when you first said Lady A, it took me just a couple seconds to figure out what you're talking about. But it did come to me.
I'm afraid to say A-L-E.
Yes, of course.
Because it will set everybody's off.
Everybody.
Around the world.
Yeah.
That's what Michael did last week. I asked him something, he said her name, and everybody, bing, 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 bing.
But I guess, I texted Lynn and I said, my question is a little hard. So
Well, you have an easy little one to ask real fast?
I do. Okay. All right.
Yeah, she got a plan B.
Gary. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, we have somebody on the line. Wait, I think he's got
it. Uh-oh.
Well, that might be for Michael. We have Gary from Lake Worth calling in.
Gary from Lake Worth. Gary, you're on the phone. You're on the line.
Hi. Oh.
Hey, Gary, turn your Lady A off.
Okay. How about National No Housework Day?
Yay! Yay! He
I
got
didn't hear
it.
About that.
Yay!
No Housework Day. National Housework. How do you like that?
That's one of them. Gary, what were the others?
Good job.
I think, well, what is it, Beard Day?
Yes. And what's the other one?
Beard Day.
Coffee cake day.
Yes, good job.
Wow.
You don't get three Subways, but you get one.
Yeah. And I'll take the first holiday, National No Housework Day.
Oh, yeah, I'm for that.
I'll take beer day.
One, too.
You're a winner, Gary.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Gary, congratulations.
Good job, thanks. Gary.
Thanks for asking your device.
Yeah, thank you. Keep talking to her.
Okay.
So hang on so Chris can get your information. Thanks, Gary.
That's why this show is called Blind and Beyond, because it's beyond what you ever thought you were listening to. We don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. And sometimes we don't talk real.
That's real.
Craziness.
And we all should explain that we know each other so long, we talk to each other like family sometimes.
Yes, we do.
We're like we're all married to each other. Okay.
It is an anniversary show after all.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Only fitting, right?
But that was good. National No Housekeeping Day, National Beer Day, and National Coffee Cake Day?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Any one of those, I'll take.
I'm in favor of all three of those.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Sign me up.
I thought it was fun, so I was like, I'm going to do
this. That was good.
Good job.
I didn't know if I asked that question now. That's a new one for me.
I got a question for both of you.
Oh, there's three of them there.
There's three of them.
Both of who?
There's three. Oh, yeah. David's there, too. Okay.
Oh, that's cruel.
Okay.
You forgot all about
that.
That was cruel.
This show has been on the air, and before this show, it was called Blind Matters.
Uh-huh.
Between the two shows, can you tell me what was the funniest thing that ever was on the radio ever? I'm thinking of one.
I can tell you. Yep, it was a lady in the commode.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking of. That's exactly what I was thinking of too, Gary.
Philadelphia too. Yeah. So that's why.
That was a good one.
We've had that was funny. Funny ones though. That's for sure.
That was the funniest thing that ever happened. She was on the commode.
Yep.
It brought me to my knees.
It brought me to my knees laughing. I couldn't take it.
But a lot of people that didn't know Blind Matters would have no clue what we're talking about. So, but, you know, since Blind and Beyond, I can't think of anything that would be the funniest.
I can't say what is the funniest. That's
me
either. It's so funny. I'm not allowed to say it. It was there was a couple bloopers that were pretty funny. I must admit.
There's been bloopers, but I
but I won't. I'll keep
there was
myself.
Nobody on the commode.
Yeah. No, not yet. But we got time. So if you want to call from the commode, that's okay. Give us a call.
I'll tell you what. One day. We had one in Sheila, and I think we split a gut. We were both in the studio at the same time doing a commercial with mobile phone. What was that, Sheila, with mobile phones?
Gary could not, but that was Blind Matters. That wasn't.
Oh, I'll tell you one. Yeah. I'll tell you one was funny. When I was talking to the woman, I asked if she was sighted.
That was funny.
Oh, you sighted.
Yeah.
And she, I'm so excited. Yes, I am so excited.
Yeah, she could not get the sight. She had no idea it was anything to do with the blind.
Yeah.
Most people, if you don't understand what we're talking about, people that have eyesight don't know. In this show, you're visually impaired, you're blind, or you're sighted.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means if you're sighted, that means you have vision. That means you have eyesight. That means you can see out of your eyes.
But so we when have I vision person, being blind.
You can be excited about I being sighted.
But I'm saying that's why I said, I just said you can see out of your eyes.
We're picking on you, Michael.
So when I said to the girl, are you sighted? She kept on saying, I'm so excited. I said, no, not that you're excited, but are you sighted? Meaning, are you vision impaired? Are you blind?
Yeah. I remember that.
Break, hopefully Peter will be
but that okay, one of mine, Michael.
We're going to go to break.
Okay.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is our anniversary show. Don't go away. There's a lot more coming up.
Anniversary party.
Introducing the Xumo Stream Box from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Stream Box, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Stream Box also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with voice search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever, it's streaming simplified. The Xumo Stream Box is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301. Or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence Tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I'm here with co-host Sheila Young and Dave Hillebrand and Gary Sinclair and, of course, Chris Shaw. And Michael will be back momentarily. So here we are. Welcome back, everybody.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're waiting for
a little party we all got together here.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a party.
It is a party day.
Lynn, do you remember I was trying to say at the tail end that commercial that I was trying to do was so hilarious that Sheila, our stomachs hurt. And do you remember the one with the mobile phones? And I kept saying mobile homes. Every time I want to say phone, I said mobile home.
Yeah.
It went on and on and on. That was the funniest commercial.
Those were the days when we were in the production room with Chris. And
Yes.
Yeah. And we had to feed you line by line.
Yep.
We did.
I just remember when we.
Yes.
I remember when we first started doing the radio show, we would sit in, I mean, the first few weeks, we'd sit in the radio room and we'd sit next to Michael. And Michael said, "Now, when I tap on your arm, you can speak." And I said, "This ain't working."
Kick you under the table.
Yeah.
That's when Chris, I could see Chris behind the glass and know what was going on. Right, Chris? Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
And when Michael kicked him real hard, that was time to stop.
Yeah. So we're waiting for some of our sponsors to call in, but
real quick, we know Dave is in Indianapolis looking for tomorrow, and he's going to be able to be part of the eclipse and being able to bring back the description next Sunday. But I would like to let everybody know that tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time, there will be a community call on ACB Media where you can listen to the live description. And, you know, I realize that all of you aren't ACB members, but it is at ACB Community. If you want the information, you can send an email real quick to community@acb.org. Get the information sent to you. And then next Sunday, I can't wait to hear the replay with Dave being
there. That's
going
to be really exciting.
That's going to be very exciting.
Well, thank you, Sheila. Right now, we have our first guest of the second hour. It looks like I see iPhone PETR.
I know who that is.
You know who it is, Sheila?
I know who that is. Hi, Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum. How are you? And this is your friend, Sheila, in case you didn't know.
My fault. I forgot to ask him to unmute. There we go. We have to do the protocol here. He'll be there.
He should be able to unmute himself.
Yeah, he does it all the time. Every month he's here.
Wait, before we go any further, here's my 9-year anniversary story.
Okay.
Mike coming in the studio for the first 3 weeks, telling me, "Hey, I need you to fix the light in the bathroom."
He got you going, didn't he?
He got me real good, and I kept going to the bathroom like, "What's wrong with the light? I'm flicking the light on and off. What is he talking about?" Yeah, that's my 9-year anniversary. I got it then.
Thank you for that. That is a funny one.
That's a good one, Chris.
Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Finally.
You are. This is Sheila, in case you didn't know that.
Oh, of course I know that, Sheila. Hello, hey, Peter, and happy ninth anniversary, everybody.
You know what?
Peter. Thank you.
You guys have been amazing supporters of the show, and we just want to say thank you. And what is new with Spectrum? And I'll see you in May, I think.
That's right. You'll see me down in Jacksonville.
Yay.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm just calling in to say happy anniversary. I don't have a lot to say. I just got down from Vail in the mountains at the Adaptive Spirit Event, which is the largest fundraising organization for disabled athletes in the snow sports area. So I got invited to give a talk there on inclusion. So that was really great. But yeah, I'm glad to be back down the mountain and on the show. And this is so exciting. 9 years.
Ski?
I can't wait until we do the two-digit year next year.
Oh, I can't either, Peter. That's going to be amazing. So Sheila wants to know, did you ski
today?
Did
you ski?
No, well, I'm a snowboarder, but I didn't have a ton of time. I've got the little baby at home, so I got up there, did my presentation, did a dinner, and then came back down the next day.
That's
so
you're excused. You're excused.
Yeah. How far is Vail from where you live, Peter?
Oh, man. It's about 2 hours drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Peter, this is Gary. I used to be a skier back in my day. I love skiing. That's one of the places I wanted to go to is Vail, and I never made it.
Oh, Gary, I think you should. So they've got some really great organizations up in the ski areas for disabled folks that, mm-hmm. you know, depending on your disability, they've got different adaptations. So, you know, really for myself personally, I just use a guide that, you know, calls out my instructions for me. But there's all kinds of tools there. And it's just so incredible to see these athletes who are, you know, blind or use a wheelchair, missing arms or legs, competing in the Paralympics and bringing home gold and silver. It's just, these people are really the epitome of don't let anything get in your way.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I loved it. I love skiing. I was an expert skier.
Hang on. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dave. Hi there, Peter.
Hey, Dave.
I was just gonna comment that unfortunately, if I went up there for skiing, I might be coming back in a wheelchair. So,
well, you know,
one
of the most amazing things is, you know, some of these folks were injured, you know, skiing or boarding or doing snow sports originally, and they turned around and 2 months later. They broke their back, they're paralyzed waist down or chest down. 2 months later, they're back on with an adaptive tool and they're competing and winning. Wow. I mean, it's just incredible.
Absolutely. You fall off the horse, you got to get back on and ride it again.
That's right. And, you know, I say all this and I realize that it's really the heart of what Blind and Beyond Radio Show is, the message that Blind and Beyond Radio Show is carrying, that no matter what's going on, what stage of your disability or your challenges that you're going through, there's always a family, a community, and a spirit of support that's there to guide you through that whole process.
Well, and
Peter, I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, and that is so true, because I know people that are sighted one day and blind the next, and they think their life is done.
Right.
So, you know, it's not, but they don't know that. And they don't know that without resources. And they don't know that unless we try to educate the whole society. And thank you for Blind and Beyond. And thank you for your support.
Well, thank you so much. I'll let you get on with the show, but thanks for giving me a little sliver of time to jump in and congratulate everybody. And Chris, same to you there as well.
I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Peter.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We love you.
Bye, folks.
Bye-bye. Well, that was wonderful. It's true, though. We are a family, and we've always, our mission's always been to provide resources and to the blind and the sighted community.
Yep.
And I think that's why a lot of people listen to our show, because we do talk as a family. We don't talk special. We're just us.
And there are so many resources out there.
Now, wait. Sometimes you do talk special to me. I get the special conversations over here. That's Chris on the radio. Chris gonna get it right.
Yeah, Chris, we love you.
We love you.
Yeah, we do.
Better than most family. So
exactly.
Right.
You're the glue that keeps us together, Chris.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
You know what I do miss, Lynn, is we used to sit down in the studio and have birthdays and stuff, and we weren't supposed to, but we'd all have cupcakes with candles in them.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Well, yep. We did a lot of eating in the studio. That's what I miss.
Absolutely. I brought in a lot of dinner,
sure,
too.
Chris misses it, too.
Yep.
This is okay, true. Well, our next sponsor, friend, guest has now joined us in the Zoom room. Michael, would you like to do the honors?
Chris Adams from Foundation Fighting Blindness. Chris Adams?
Chris.
Pleasure. Pleasure to talk to you.
Good evening. How are you? And happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for all your participation and sponsoring our radio show, for all the years you've been with us and for the years to come. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And thank you for all your support and everything that you do for the community. We're really excited to be with you and being able to kind of work with you for, geez, it's been many years. So we're excited to be your partner.
Let me introduce you to, if I may, to our co-host, Sheila Young, our co-host, Gary Sinclair, our co-host, David Hildebrand. David, you there?
I'm here. How's it going, Chris? Thanks for calling in, man. And thanks for always.
Thank you.
The great support.
Absolutely. Nice meeting you.
Good to meet you too. Yeah, we love the foundation and all the fine work you guys are doing. We appreciate it.
Well, we try. You know, it's one of those that we continue to try to get the word out, making sure that everyone knows who we are and the work we do. So it takes, I think, a village with all of us working together to help each other out.
But now you're really building up steam, I would say, with some of these new trials and stuff. So big things are happening.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about it, just years ago, there weren't a lot of clinical trials. And now we have over 45 clinical trials that are underway for a variety of inherited retinal diseases. So there's a lot happening within the space, which we're really, really excited about.
And these things lead to cures. That's the bottom line. Yeah,
absolutely. And there's some good ones that are coming that, you know, we know some even kids that are seeing that have not been able to see since birth, and they are starting to see. So we're seeing a lot of great strides happening in the space, and we're just crossing our fingers across the board that we're able to help more and more people every day.
Man, how awesome is that?
And you're going international now, right?
Absolutely. So we are going to be publicizing, so you'll be the first to know, but we are going to open up a chapter in the UK. So we will be, right now we have over 45 chapters in the United States, and we do have a good handful of volunteers, researchers, scientists, and a lot of work that we fund overseas. So we will be launching our UK region coming toward the end of the month.
That's wonderful.
That's fabulous. Fabulous.
We're always directing people who have questions to go to My Retina Tracker, you know, go to your website. They have it, you know, if they have somebody that's been.
Does he realize that Sheila and Gary both have RP?
I don't know if he realizes that.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, this is Sheila.
Hello, Chris.
And
Sheila.
I have RP, and I did want to plug the Orlando Vision Walk, which is occurring next Sunday at 10 o'clock at Cypress Park. If anybody wants more information, they can go to the GOCB, Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, GOCB website, or not website, Facebook page, because we have raised, locally, I think it's $96,000 or something like that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And we are looking for walkers. We're looking for people to just come out and support the walk. So thank you for FFB.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing what you are doing, because I am, you know, retinitis pigmentosa, but I don't plan to have any future. I'm old enough to where, you know what, I'm good where I am, but I am so happy with the research and happy for what it's doing for the younger generation. So,
And this is, Sheila, this is Gary. I have RP too. And tell you the truth, when I was being put out of the Navy in 1978-79, RP was so unknown that they had sent me for all the way from Puerto Rico to Bethesda, Maryland to get my eyes checked to have somebody see what I had, what was wrong with me, why I couldn't see. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was very, very, very new. And I was in like the first part of it, I guess.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I think, you know, Sheila, thanks again for all the work that you're doing in Orlando. And, you know, for anyone that's listening, if you're interested in doing a vision walk around you, just check out visionwalk.org. And we are in the height of the spring season, so we have lots of walks across the U.S. from April to June. And I think, Gary, like you're saying, I mean, you know, one of the big things that a lot of people don't know is just, you know, from genetic testing perspective, you know, working with a retinal specialist to get tested to find out what gene mutation you may have. We have lots of information for anybody who's newly diagnosed to, you know, anyone that's been diagnosed in a while. More and more information is coming out with a lot of the research, and just going to the fightingblindness.org website has tons of information and can connect you to communities across the United States and now to the UK.
Well, thank you, Chris. And they thank can you. Also go to our sponsor page and click on Foundation Fighting Blindness, and it'll be directed right to, as you said, fightingblindness.org. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris, everyone. This is Michael. Happy anniversary again.
Thank you so much for coming on board. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Good night. All righty. I believe we're going to go right to our next sponsor because pretty soon we're going off the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we have another?
Dave, it's your turn.
All right. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dave.
I do believe we have Dave. Dave Sleppenbach is here from the Tactile Engineering Group. And I had the pleasure of having dinner with you earlier. And so thanks for making time to come in.
Well, it's no problem. I think a great way to celebrate the anniversary is with the Dave and Dave show, don't you think?
There you go. I'm with you, man.
That's funny.
That's right. We will be celebrating once again tomorrow. We're dragging our celebration out tomorrow with the eclipse. So,
yeah. Dave Schleppenbach, did you ever meet Sheila and Gary?
I did not.
I don't think so.
Dave, you have met me on Zoom, on the call, have not personally met me. I am Sheila Young in Orlando, Florida, president of FCB. So we have emailed and we have spoken. And thank you so much for sponsoring the radio show.
Well, you're welcome. And I can't wait to actually meet you in person. When I think of meet, I always think of in person. I guess I'm old-fashioned, right?
That's all right. Are you coming to FCB convention or National ACB?
Yes, we will be there. I believe that's in July of this summer. And so we are planning on attending.
Awesome. Well, I will meet you in Jacksonville at ACB. So thank you for sponsoring the radio show.
Well, you're welcome.
And Dave, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
And I want to thank you so much for sponsoring our show. You're doing such a tremendous thing, especially having Dave up there with you. It is a big bonus. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. This is just a great show. It touches a lot of people. I actually hear people talk about this all the time. I have people contact me all the time that say they heard about something on the show. And, you know, we will be at the ACB with a booth here in July in Jacksonville. I will also be kind of traveling all around the country this year, as I always do. But I always enjoy trying to meet personally with visually impaired people. And I think it's very important. A lot of the things we talk about have to be touched, felt in order to be appreciated. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow at the Great Solar Eclipse of North America here. And I just wanted to remind listeners who would like to follow along, you too can follow along. If you are a listener on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, we will be doing a live stream on our YouTube mm-hmm. channel, which is at Tactile Engineering, all one word, T-A-C-T-I-L-E Engineering. We have three different live streams at 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll be doing a walk around and our first high altitude balloon launch. Uh-huh. At 2:15 p.m. we'll be doing our second high altitude balloon launch, and then starting at 2:50 we will be doing audio description and video feeds for the eclipse. And of course Dave Hillebrandt is here. He'll be bringing the event, and he'll be able to do a summary on the Blind and Beyond Radio show sometime soon in the future.
Well, that would be next.
Say again, question. As far as the YouTube. Wait a second, Gary. Say again, yeah. As far as the YouTube, so people know again, because you said it fast.
The YouTube is the Tactile Engineering YouTube channel, and that is at Tactile Engineering, T-A-C-T-I-L-E Engineering.
Okay. And if you're not real savvy with computers, if you just go to YouTube and type in Tactile Engineering, you'll be able to get to their page and watch it live, which is going to be very cool. So.
And then next Sunday, you and Dave will be talking about the event here on the show.
Yeah.
Yep, we sure will.
So I got one big question for you.
About it. Yeah. Please ask your question.
I thought of this today. And what happens if a blind person, totally blind, if they look up, is it going to hurt your eyes anymore?
I am glad that you asked that question. I was actually on a TV show about this just a few weeks ago, and that same question came up. And this is what the recommendation is. And I want the listeners all to pay attention here. Regardless of your visual impairment, it is recommended that you do use Eclipse glasses, certified Eclipse glasses. NASA provides those glasses for free. For those of you in the Florida area, should have plenty available. It's important because the radiation that can come from the sun can mm-hmm. cause other types of damage than just vision loss. Okay. So please all be responsible. Yeah. Wear your glasses.
Yeah, that's what I was really worried about, because people out there that don't understand, oh, I'm blind, I can look up there and ain't gonna do nothing. And all of a sudden your eyes feel like you got a bunch of sand in like you're welding.
Yeah, that's right. You can free yourself up. So don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
And the glasses are cheap to nothing. So put them on. You know?
I don't
know.
How much is those glasses? I keep asking. Nobody knows.
I can tell you because I actually bought some ahead of time. You can get them for free. But you can buy them from a few different places. I won't.
7-Eleven sell them.
For under $5, you can get them.
Okay, as I understand,
can't get
them
now because
them
it's tomorrow.
7-Eleven is selling now.
It's too late. But you know what? All they have to do is go to the YouTube channel and listen to Dave, and listen to what's going on. And then you don't have to worry about looking, and you don't have to worry about worrying what's going to happen to your eyes.
No pain, no strain.
Then listen next Sunday night. Then you'll listen next Sunday.
Yes. As well. And thank you, Dave and Dave, for allowing our listeners to be able to do this.
Thank you.
Well, we are super excited to bring this. It's going to be a real treat working with Dave, and we got a lot of other cool projects planned in the future to bring through Blind and Beyond to listeners. I will also say that we have several remote sites. We have Cadence users from a number of different states, places like New Jersey and Oregon, Indiana, Ohio, Alabama, Florida, people that have Cadence devices that are actually going to be tuning in on the Cadence and feeling the progression of the eclipse as it happens as well. Mm-hmm. Not just the audio, but also the tactile.
Great. Nice.
Yeah.
Which makes a big difference. I mean.
And Dave, I want to let you know that if you want to borrow our Dave anytime, we allow you to borrow our Dave.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I'm going to see if I can get him to sing his eclipse song for us tomorrow. We'll see if we can make that happen.
He's good on the guitar, too. He can make up a song. He can make up a song.
He did already. David, did you bring your guitar?
No, I did not bring it, but I may have to bum one, you know, we'll see.
Well, I got some good news for you, Dave. I just got contacted by my friend Dennis, who is a drummer, who's coming tomorrow. He's bringing a portable drum set, And he has convinced me to bring my guitar. So you can borrow my guitar and play a little bit if
you
want.
Yay.
And I want to hear you guys playing too. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's neat.
Nothing like seeing the a once in a lifetime astronomical event set to music.
There you go. It doesn't get any better than that.
Nope.
I would also like to just tell the listeners this event. I want to talk about our sponsors for just a second, because we've had some very generous sponsors for this event. So first of all, thanks to NASA, who really made all this possible. They got us started with grants to do high altitude balloon launch experiments with blind children at the Schools for the Blind.
Whoa.
And that program has expanded. Also, thanks to Purdue University, who has sponsored this with a grant. Purdue promotes science and math education. Some of you might be aware of a certain event that's happening tomorrow night involving Purdue University, and that would be the National Basketball Championship game.
Oh, yeah. It's a
big day in Indiana. And then our other sponsors include the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where the event is being held. They are, of course, the people that do the Indianapolis 500 race. And they very generously provided their facilities for us to use. And then finally, we have a grant from the Eli Lilly Endowment. So Eli Lilly Corporation has several nonprofit funds, and they have contributed funding to sponsor this event to bring the multi-talented Dave Hillebrandt up to help us bring this event along with other expenses. So thank you to all of our sponsors. And a special thanks to Blind and Beyond Radio.
Well, thank you so much. So
tell everybody again what the YouTube channel is for people to listen, Dave, if you would.
Yes, you can find us on the Tactile Engineering YouTube channel, which you can just type in Google if you want. And you can find that channel at Tactile Engineering. That's at Tactile Engineering on YouTube.
Is it the word AT or the sign AT?
It's the at sign.
Okay.
The at sign.
You got to be specific.
Well, thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you so much, Dave. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Take care.
Take care. Good night.
Okay.
What a nice guy.
Unbelievable.
He's amazing.
Terrific.
I know that people here in Florida have met him, and they say he is just the nicest man.
He really is. But I can truly say this tablet, the Cadence tablet is, you know, they say revolutionary. That doesn't even cover it. I mean, it really is something totally different, and it's going to be a
game changer.
Before long, you know.
Yeah. Everybody that here in Florida has seen it says it's just amazing. So
it is.
And he tried to get with me when he was in Florida, and unfortunately it was a time when I wasn't in Florida. So
well, I did have the pleasure to check it out, and I can tell you it is a neat device for sure.
Wonderful.
Way beyond a braille display, that's for sure. So.
Oh, for sure. And if you put a few together, you've got a huge thing.
I was just going to say that in the video that his assistant sent to me to put on social media, there were four components put together. So it was really large.
And that's the best way. Either two or four, you really get an amazing picture of things, you know?
Yeah. All right, folks, our final guest, sponsor, and friend for the evening is on. So who is doing that? Oh, Gary. John Katz, Gary.
Yeah. I want to welcome John Katz to our show. Thank you for sponsoring us, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself. How's that?
Hi, John. Welcome for Best Work.
Hi, John.
Oh, wait. He was on.
Hey, John.
One second. Let's let him get unmuted again.
John is the CEO of Best Works
in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yes.
All right, John, please unmute yourself so we can say
you
hello.
You got to get that okay button.
Yeah.
Get the okay. Okay, there.
It's not
on, John.
There we go.
Hey,
John.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
John Katz. Here we go. tell us about our advertiser. You are so dynamite in our advertising. Please come on and tell us about your.
So tell us about Best Work Industries, Gary. Yes. John.
So Best Work Industry, we're the largest employer of people who are blind. We're located in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We do clothing, textile manufacturing, document scanning and digital imaging, kitting, packaging, and light assembly. And we also have an e-commerce business.
Man. Wow. So if a blind person for a job, Cherry Hill, New Jersey might just be a good place to be moving to. You
Absolutely.
Know?
So where do you have to live? In what radius area of an area, John?
Well, we're accessible by public transportation. Most of our employees utilize public transportation. I mean, we have people that come in as far as Philadelphia. We have a bus that goes pick up people from Philadelphia every morning. But we have people that come in from up north, New Brunswick. So it's just, you know, whatever they feel they can, you know, how they can get to work. We also just opened up a satellite in Montclair, New Jersey, up north. We're employing 4 people up there right now. And we hope to grow our presence up north as well.
So, John, what all does your facility do? I mean, what do you do?
Well, like I said, we're primarily a clothing textile manufacturer. We make uniform apparel items for the military, but we've also launched new lines of business within the last year and a half. We do document scanning and digital imaging. We do kitting, packaging, and light assembly for a variety of different products. And we run an e-commerce business, so that the jobs for people who are blind right now are in the contact center.
And is it all in person? Nothing remote, right?
Yeah, right now everything that we do isn't conducive to have anybody working remote yet.
Sure.
Yeah, John.
It's more of a hands-on for sure, but lots of work sounds like.
John, this is Michael. I have a question. Are you doing any pick and pack for any other apparel industries, companies?
No, we don't do pick and pack. We don't do any apparel pick and pack. We do. We get products in bulk and package them. So, for instance, we're doing decorative metal sets for the U.S. military. So we get the actual components that go into the military sets, but we don't do any pick and pack for apparel.
Hey, John, this is Gary. I was in the military for many years. And what apparel or whatever do you make for the military?
Yeah, that's a great question. We make the Navy fleece jacket that every sailor in the Navy wears our fleece jacket. We make an Army cold weather undershirt. We make the Navy physical fitness running pant. We make the Navy the Navy flight deck jersey, and we make the Army standard issue flame retardant t-shirt. And coming spring and summer, we're going to be producing the U.S. Air Force jogging pant, a Coast Guard t-shirt, the Coast Guard fleece as well. So we're excited to get those lines up and running.
I thank you so much for working with the military. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
so, John, if anybody out there wants to learn about how they could work for you, how would they do that?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to our website, www.bestworkindustries.org, or you can email us at careers@bestworkindustries.org.
So on our blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Sponsor page.
Our sponsor page.
Yeah. That's the best way to get a hold of us.
So do you hire,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you for sponsoring. And if it wasn't for people like you to sponsor our show, you know, that's what keeps our radio show going.